I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Is the Nightside Project. As long as I'm with you guys, I'm always in the fake good place.
Nightside on KSL, a limited edition spring season.
It's weird though, doing the show while we're miles
apart. That's actually my favorite part. I cannot social distance myself from you enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey, streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thank you so much for listening today. You know, Alex.
You know, we were talking about DoorDash yesterday. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, we're talking about. I swear, do you think that.
Grubhub, DoorDash.
Yeah. Do you think that Instagram. Do you think your phone does hear you and does stuff to you?
I don't know. I've heard people say that.
I've talked about stuff before, and then I go on my phone, and Instagram is the big. Instagram's the big offender.
You think
because
so?
I started getting just absolutely blasted with, did you say something about DoorDash? And now look, that's kind of been popping up a lot either way. But the other day I was also like, hey, talking to my kid, I'm like, we got to get you new baseball mitt. We got to get you new batting gloves, dude. And it was like this. Hey, you want some youth baseball batting gloves? Like, I'm like, what? As the featured ad. I've never searched for it on my phone. Never searched for it on my phone. Doesn't matter. They heard me. So I guess they got me.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you got no choice in this.
You don't
believe
in it? You don't believe in it?
Hey, if you don't allow this, then how is Jeff Bezos supposed to be a billionaire? And this is America. You got to respect Mark Zuckerberg's freedoms. Okay.
Now listen.
Mark Zuckerberg has the freedom to run his business the way he wants.
I want Jeff Bezos. I want Jeff Bezos and. What'd you say his name was? What's the robot kid's name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. That guy and Jeff Bezos need to get married. Okay? Then they're on their way to trillionaireism.
Oh, as a couple?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Bezos wants to do it just on his own. But he got set back with that divorce.
But you can't marry yourself.
No, you can't do it. All right, Ethan.
Oh, you mean be a trillionaire?
Trillionaire, yeah. No, billionaire, no,
he'll,
not a new
he'll
thing.
He'll get there.
Are you serious, though? Will he really?
Well, in terms of value of his shares in Amazon?
Yeah. Do you think it'll get there?
What is there out there that's going to be
I thought Apple was the only trillion-dollar company.
I mean, there are a lot of companies out there that are operating in the same space as Amazon, but none of them are any meaningful competition.
Right. No,
they're
no,
just
no.
kind of drafting off of that, and is he going to be a trillionaire someday? Sure.
Right.
Now, it's not that he's going to have $1 trillion in the bank, but you know the value of his shares in the company.
Yeah, trillionaire. Could you imagine that? I mean, we can't. I have no ability to imagine what $1 trillion is really like. It's insane. All right.
Well, even once you reach $1 billion, there is nothing
you
out there that would represent any kind of financial hardship. So if you wanted, here's how this works. All right.
Well, you're not able to look $1 billion. You can't buy. You can't buy a professional franchise of a sport. You can't buy a professional sport franchise.
No, but I mean, like in normal life. Okay, so
no,
for example,
that's a hardship. You couldn't buy the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a problem.
This is one of the reasons why I think that Utah's flat tax is unfair. I think any kind of flat tax is massively unfair because you say, okay, 5% for everyone. That's fair, but it's not real fair because if everyone's paying 5%. For people like you and I, we see a 5% decrease in our purchasing power, and that represents a decrease in our standard of living. But you reach a point where 5% taken off the top, it doesn't matter because you're not noticing any of those bills anyway. And so, you know, to have everyone paying 5%, it's regressive. It's not fair. It's just a big favor to people who don't care about 5%.
Sure. Yeah.
But think about it like this. So if you want $1 million, and if you earn $100,000 a day, let's say you earn $100,000 a day.
Yeah.
And you don't spend any money, okay? $100,000 a day. In 10 days, you'll have $1 million, right?
That's pretty good.
If you earn $100,000 a day and you don't spend any money, you won't have $1 billion for like 38 years or something
okay,
like that.
That's made up.
No, it's true. Oh, I did the math on this.
That's made up.
So when you think about then 10 billion, 100 billion, and then a trillion,
trillion.
I mean, it's...
Trillion's funny. Trillion is funny because... It's straight out of when you were a kid and you're like, whoa, my dad makes $1 trillion, actually. I just made up a thing. All right, Ethan, I've got something to talk about when it comes to health class. By the way,
all right.
Your Jerry Sloan comments, we're reading them off our Facebook page, and any memories of Coach Jerry Sloan, we'd love for you to share them with us. The passing of the coach, of course, today. The massive news in the state of Utah, at least on the sports side of things. So, but first, let's get to our health class here, Ethan. Let's jump right into it.
Just as awkward as it was in junior high.
Ew, gross.
Pull up a desk for Nightside Health Class.
So every year, my kids want me to take them to the store that has baby bunnies and baby chicks. You know, there are stores that'll do that. And here's the problem, though. They're now a source of salmonella outbreak that's stretching across the western United States and even across the entire United States because people are picking up basically backyard poultry. And those little itty-bitty chicks are so adorable, but they carry salmonella, like, on their bodies. You don't have to eat them. And so what's happening is people are picking up these chicks like, oh, look at this.
They snuggle them
and they kiss them and they, their little beaks.
Here, let me make it gross, even more gross. Stop it.
And then salmonella.
Please do not kiss or snuggle backyard poultry. That sounds like, hello, Utah. Governor Gary Herbert here. You've been French kissing that. that chickie in your backyard you got for Easter? Well, now it's big. It's a chicken. Don't soul kiss the chicken.
Soul kiss.
Remember when they would call it that?
No, I don't remember that.
It's like
who called it that?
I don't know. People in pamphlets? The soul kiss is the... It sounds like some sort of a...
What?
Yes, you've never
what
heard of soul
pamphlet?
Kiss? I don't know, the ones that tell you
at
not
school,
to...
school in junior high?
Yeah, they're like when two
when
people love each other
age,
very much.
You're going to start having feelings.
The soul kiss. When you see a bunny in your backyard, do not attempt to make out with the bunny.
Or do not stick it in your mouth in any way.
They're like, look, you know what the CDC is saying? You know what they're saying here? Do not kiss these chicks unless they've been cooked fully. Like, that's what they're telling you. Unless this thing has been in your backyard green egg smoking, you don't attempt to eat it until it reaches 165 degrees. That's all they're telling you?
So CDC says that if you get salmonella, most people will run through the symptoms in about a week. You're going to have diarrhea. You're going to have a fever.
Okay.
It's going to last a week. But on occasion, though, it requires hospitalization. So, you know, take that seriously because why, you know, if you're getting those little chicks, don't let your kids cuddle them up with their face kiss them.
No, absolutely.
It's not because they're going to get sick. They're going to get sick.
I love the idea of like that it still goes on. Like your kids, they trick you, right? They want to see they still want to see those little baby chicks every
year. Yeah.
And you take them and you see them?
Not this year, but yeah. Often do because, you know, you can see them at IFA and that other ranch store?
Cal Ranch, yeah.
Yeah, places like that. They've got them. So it's easy. You know, you go get a bag of fertilizer and you stand around and look at the chicks and things. So it's fun. I think it's cool.
Listen to this.
You know, don't put them in your mouth.
Ethan.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John sings a song called Soul Kiss. I got to find it.
Well, you owe us that much.
Oh, my goodness. So just don't kiss the animals that are in your backyard. Here's the other thing. Don't Look, just parents, you can't buy those things. You can't buy any of that stuff.
Yeah, don't buy those unless you're really taking care of it permanently. Like sometimes
reptiles carry salmonella too.
Do they really?
Yeah, we've got a gecko at our house. I tell my kids all the time. I don't even know if it's true. I just tell them they do. Don't soul kiss the gecko.
Don't put it in your mouth. If you want to eat it, let's get it up to temperature.
Right, let's take the break. We'll come back. We'll read some of these comments about Coach Jerry Sloan. Ethan will wow us with his knowledge about sports. Stay with us right here. It's the Nightside Project on a Friday.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.